Welcome to Season 4 of The Agile Brand with Greg Kilstrom, where we discuss business agility through customer experience, employee experience, and digital transformation. I'm your host, Greg Kilstrom. The Agile World podcast is brought to you by Tech Systems, an industry leader in full-stack technology services, talent services, and real-world application. For more information, go to techsystems.com. To read more about the topics discussed on this show, you can go to my website at gregkilstrom.com and read my latest articles or get a copy of my latest book, Meaningful Measurement of the Customer Experience, now available on Amazon and other retailers. My name is Greg Kilstrom, and I'm the host of the Agile Brand Podcast. Welcome to a special episode of the show brought to you in partnership with Arlington Economic Development, where we discuss issues related to the workforce, the role of place in the future of work, and the role of the creative sector in the larger business context. We call this Return on Creativity. Today, we're going to talk about fostering innovation and growth in rapidly changing times. I have with me a representative from one of the winners of the inaugural Arlington Rev Awards, which honors fast-growing, innovative companies in Arlington County, Virginia. Federated Wireless is a market leader in shared spectrum, making, deploying, and managing new 5G private wireless networks for a range of customers. I'd like to welcome Kurt Schaubach, Chief Technology Officer at Federated Wireless, to the show. Kurt, welcome.
Hey, Greg, thank you.
Yeah, looking forward to talking about this with you. Why don't we get started by you giving a little background on what Federated Wireless does and who your customers are?
Sure. Well, thanks for the kind introduction. I know that probably feels like a little bit of a mouthful, but I'll see if I can simplify it a little bit.
Sure.
So maybe just quickly about Federated. We are headquartered here in Arlington, Virginia. The company has been here since 2015. We're currently around 100 employees, and what we do is create a new way to access spectrum to create wireless connectivity. So spectrum, the nation's radio waves, are really the lifeblood, the foundation of any wireless network, and that includes things like how we use Wi-Fi and 4G or 5G today. Spectrum is what powers the networks that mobile network operators run or that Wi-Fi access points run on inside your home or inside your business. What we do is create a new way of accessing radio waves, accessing spectrum, that is really innovative. It creates a means of very high quality access. And what it does is puts power of 5G technology, the same 5G technology that the mobile network operators, the commercial carriers are deploying as part of their network, puts that in the hands of the enterprise, so that they can, use it for all sorts of next generation communication or connectivity needs, including things like AR and VR, very immersive applications in the workplace, the Internet of Things or Industry 4.0, where sensors and other devices are connected to networks. And our solution makes those connections more reliable, more secure, and completely private, so that they really can help sort of transform the way businesses, operate, creating new efficiencies, creating higher levels of, worker engagement. So it's a really exciting initiative that we've got going, and we've been at it now for, a number of years and sort of in terms of creating this new spectrum model. And now, we're really seeing that come to fruition in terms of these, what we call 5G private wireless networks getting deployed with our customers.
That's great. Yeah. And thanks for making that intro there. So as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, Federated Wireless was recently honored at the inaugural Rev Awards presented by Arlington County, Virginia. Can you talk a little bit about some of the reasons why your company was recognized in this way?
Absolutely. So, as I said, we've been in Arlington now for, actually for a good long time. Arlington's our home. It's where our headquarters are located. It's a great place for us to, very conducive, business climate or business environment for us. A lot of the things that we do in the world of spectrum involve regulatory agencies like the Federal Communications Commission, which is right in downtown DC, or working with the Department of Defense infrastructure like the Pentagon or the DoD CIO office. And they're all within, you know, a very short, you know, drive or metro or, you know, Uber ride from, you know, from our offices. So we are really sort of like, not only in a, in an environment, which is terrific to, you know, recruit new employees, you know, in the tech field, an exciting place, you know, to live, work and play, but close to sort of the community, the ecosystem in which we operate in this world of Spectrum that, you know, makes it really a, you know, a very sort of strategic location for us in terms of the growth of our business.
Yeah.
We, you know, we were recognized, I think, for, you know, the award we won was for a capital raise that we did. So largest capital raise, we did a Series D fundraise, and that was earlier this year. And, you know, we were recognized for that, you know, that achievement.
Great, great. So how, certainly we've all been living through challenging times and continually changing times, you know, over the last several years. How have you managed to continue to innovate despite what everything that's going on?
It has been a challenging couple of years, you're right, in terms of both, for both us as well as our customers, you know. Being in the, you know, the ICT, information communications technology field, no doubt, you know, many will be aware of the sort of supply chain issues that many manufacturers have faced over the past couple of years. And our customers or partners that we work with have faced those challenges. So, you know, that's been something that we've had to work closely with them on and, you know, engage deeply in terms of how to help, you know, help them continue to grow their businesses in ways, you know, despite maybe equipment shortages or other issues or challenges that they have faced, but also just in terms of maintaining worker engagement, you know, employee engagement, making sure that we are sort of, you know, continuing to, you know, promote our culture of collaboration and innovation. You know, there have been some real challenges to make that work over Zoom, over, you know, other online platforms. So we've had to really adapt the way, kind of the way we do business in order to make sure that we've maintained high levels of, you know, employee engagement.
Yeah. Yeah. What role does location play in your company? I mean, you know, you mentioned that certainly there's more remote work these days, but, you know, what role does location of a company play in how you're able to maintain a competitive edge and, you know, being located in a place supportive of innovation like Arlington, Virginia, you know, how does that help a company like Federated Wireless have continued success?
Location is huge. You know, it really is such a huge, an enormous part of our business and our success story. So we are currently located out in Ballston and have announced a plan to relocate our offices down to what is now known as the National Landing, which is a area under massive redevelopment with through you know, a commercial real estate company, JBG Smith, is the, sort of the primary owner of the commercial real estate down there. That's where Amazon's new HQ2 is located. Yeah. It's right by DCA. They're building not only, you know, this entirely new, you know, sort of environment around commercial real estate, but also, you know, new residential properties. The new Virginia Tech campus will be there. It's, you know, even closer to DC and the Pentagon where we do work. So we're really excited to be moving down there because we think we're going to be the center of this, you know, at the heart of this new, you know, tech community. But also we announced a partnership with JBG Smith, where we will be helping them bring our connectivity solutions, these 5G private wireless networks, to their tenants and residents. And I think that, I believe, and I've said this to others, that we will help make this National Landing Corridor the most, you know, wirelessly connected community in the country through the innovation that JBG Smith is pushing, as well as just the influx of, you know, new tech companies, DoD contractors, you know, all sorts of corporations who are going to be relocating there and, you know, are really going to want the best in new technology to help power their business.
Yeah, so I'm glad you mentioned the move to the National Landing Area. So certainly, that's getting a lot of attention. I think it first started getting attention with the Amazon move there, and certainly there's a lot of activity there. And could you help, for those listening, what does it mean that, it would be one of the most digitally connected commercial districts? What does that mean for those that live and work there? What could they expect?
Oh, so this could mean everything from, new smart retail applications to, increased automation inside, the residential properties, smart city. So think about, much more control and automation of the public transportation, use of the roads by vehicles down there, enhanced security capabilities. It will truly be sort of entirely forward-looking community in terms of all of the automation of things that we deal with today. And frankly, we're all of sort of the new automation capabilities in terms of, like I said, real estate, retail, smart city, other transportation, just even connectivity within the enterprise, how all that will, I think, really, begin to transform our lives from digital signage and in retail locations to improve customer experiences to just helping businesses automate more of what they do sort of at the back end or, in their back office to make their operations more efficient, more profitable.
Yeah, that's exciting stuff. It'll be exciting. I mean, I'm right down the road myself from that area, so I'm excited to see those changes as they happen. Yeah. Well, Kurt, thanks for joining. Congratulations on your company's success as well. So one last question before we go. How can other companies benefit from this type of connectivity that you're describing that's taking place, first of all, here in National Landing in Arlington, but, how can other companies elsewhere benefit from this as well?
Well, I'm going to put a big plug in again for National Landing, because I think it's going to be such a an exciting and diverse community of businesses that, take up residence there. As I think is seen in other parts of the country, in AWS, when Amazon set up their headquarters up in the Seattle area, or, obviously the phenomenon, that we know of, the Silicon Valley.
Right.
When companies kind of start to create these ecosystems where application developers, equipment or hardware developers, where software and hardware, cloud all converge, that's where the real exciting innovation happens. People start to leverage the collective, know-how of these, companies that are sort of within their, their community. And I think that's the phenomenon of what's going to happen with National Landing as well. So, what we will create is a platform for all sorts of new 5G innovation. So think about, having ultra reliable, ultra, low latency connectivity everywhere. And, it being, highly reliable. So not like Wi-Fi is today, where sometimes it works really well, sometimes it works not so well. Think of this as, everywhere you go, you've got sort of like that, what we would call, or some would call that five bars like experience, on your device. But it's more than just smartphones or tablets. It's now all sorts of other connected devices, wearable sensors, security cameras, facial recognition capabilities, autonomous, vehicles moving around, National Landing. I mean, I know this sounds very futuristic, but really this is happening now. We're starting to do this in warehouses, in other enterprise locations. Clearly there's tremendous, momentum building with things like autonomous vehicles and drones. Hopefully you can hear it. I am just so excited about what the future holds for National Landing and the opportunities that are going to come when this sort of this connectivity component is in place, because really any of the applications that I talked about They don't work well if you've got to plug in an Ethernet cable,
right?
To try and operate a drone or an autonomous vehicle or a robot within an office space or even just creating mobility or portability for persons. You need wireless connectivity, and that's ultra reliable wireless connectivity is what we're helping to create.
Yeah. Well, that I think that's exciting too, for what it's worth. So that's great to hear. Well, again, I'd like to thank Kurt Schaubach, Chief Technology Officer at Federated Wireless, for joining the show. To learn more about Federated Wireless, please check the show notes for a link to more information. To learn more about Return on Creativity, brought to you by the Agile Brand and Arlington Economic Development, please go to returnoncreativity.com. Thanks for listening to the Agile Brand with Greg Kilstrom. Talk with you next week. Thanks again for listening to the Agile Brand with Greg Kilstrom podcast, brought to you by Tech Systems. If you enjoyed the show, please take a minute to subscribe on your podcast channel of choice and leave us a rating so that others can find the show more easily. You can access more episodes of the show at www.theagilebrand.show. To get a copy of my latest book, Meaningful Measurement of the Customer Experience, visit my website at gregkilstrom.com. Until next week, stay agile.